Hey y'all, it's March. I do believe I skipped my February ramble, whatever the fuck this thing is. As you might be able to hear, I've been struck by bronchitis again. It's affecting my throat, which means it affects my voice. So that means recording for me is kind of not in the works. There was a challenge put up by J.M. Delphi. Well, I guess it depends on which pronunciation you choose to take. Delphi, whichever you want, you can take it. So, there you go. The wand chooses the wizard. I've been working on my John Hurt, because the voice right now sort of lends itself to it, doesn't it? Anyway, one of my favorite monologues to do. It actually got me. I had never really studied professionally. I mean, what are you when you're a high school student? Not really. I don't know. I hadn't studied drama in school, and I wanted to join my friends. So, you know, I'm a freshman. I don't have a professional monologue. She says, well, it just has to be published, you know, whatever. So I said, well, does it count if it's from a movie and it's published as lyrics from a soundtrack? I have the, you know, it's in the lyric sheet right here. And she said, sure, I'll accept it. So I went in and I did a splinter monologue that had been included on the soundtrack for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Fuck you, I'm not editing it out. So for 15 years now we have lived here. Before that time I was a pet of my master Yoshi, mimicking his movements from my cage and learning the art of, fuck, I can't remember the, I'm very sick right now, so it's very difficult for me to remember the lines. Plus, that was way back in at the end of the 1980s. So, remembering that is a little difficult. I haven't done it completely. Some say that the path from inner turmoil begins with a friendly ear. So often, when my son is in ninja class and I am sitting there watching, I will instruct him in the ways of ninja, using the Master Splinter voice from the movie. And, of course, the kids are looking like, well, what? Because, you know, they're used to a different Splinter, I'm sure. But for me, you know, that's, you know, I think of that, or, you know, Grasshopper, yeah, that sort of thing. You know, I think of the Master who has the long beard and tells his young apprentice, this is what you must do to attain mastery. You know, growing up on those, what they, we used to call them chop sake flicks and the kung fu movies. They used to run kung fu theater and in the afternoons on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Like Channel 5 out of LA, KTLA, Superstation, I think did it for a while. I don't even remember. I just remember, you know, his really bad English overdub. Yeah. Those were the things that I came up on that in kaiju movies, mostly Godzilla, Gamera, that sort of thing. Yeah, a little bit of King Kong, but not really. Because, you know, we had the original King Kong and then, like, King Kong versus Godzilla. And then we had, like, the 70s King Kong that was horrible and we don't like to talk about. And then we've got Peter Jackson's King Kong more recently that, let's not talk about it. I mean, even if you go back and you look at the original King Kong, I mean, it was cheesy as hell. But it was so fucking spectacular because it was groundbreaking. You know, people hadn't seen this. Like, what the hell is this? it's fucking magic, people. It's like, what's going on? There's a, nah, you know. I mean, if I felt better, I could do so many fucking movie monologues. So many movie quotations. I basically, my entire life is quoting Star Wars, the original trilogy, the classic trilogy. Although I have gotten into quoting the subsequent releases, because it's imminently quotable. Of course, the works of Kevin Smith. I recently had a comment gilded because is the Coolidge Effect had a post and was like asking people to post numbers or something, and so I posted my lucky number 35. It's a long story, and those who are really close to me get the story. If you're not close to me, don't ask. I won't tell you. If you're close to me, don't worry. You will know eventually. There are a couple of people who are close enough to know, so it will be coming. Sometimes I forget to tell because I'm not used to having people close enough. And the people who are close enough have been close enough. They already know. Anyway, and typically I say 666 just because it's so inflammatory. The last three digits of my telephone number are 666. And there are some people on here who do have my telephone number who can confirm that. My stage name is, the last name of my stage name is Diablo. So it kind of goes with that. It's a promotional thing. It makes it easier to remember. It's like, you remember Diablo, you can remember 666, because in people's minds, it's equivalent, even though technically it's Diablo is the devil and 666 is the beast. Let's not get into a theology class right now, folks. So, yeah, it's, people are just like, 666 is the devil. Well, technically, no. But let us not digress too much further, as I am wont to do. Someone posted 37. So, of course, me being a big fan of Kevin Smith and View Askew, the Askew universe, my comment was, in a row. Those of you who have never seen Clerks probably don't get it. I highly recommend watching Clerks. There are so many quotable lines in the movie that really highlights Kevin Smith's style. He's since gotten away from that with a lot of the stuff he's done. I mean, Kevin Smith is still he's very much a fanboy and loves what he's doing, but he's kind of gotten caught up in the business. And I'm not going to criticize him because it's great. He's doing what he loves. I would just like to see him get back to doing more of what he started doing, really. Anyway, I mean, and that's just my personal opinion. That's not another quotable movie is The Big Lebowski. That movie is nothing but quotations, wall to wall. Memorable scenes, memorable characters, memorable dialogue. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. And of course, we can't talk about quotable movies without talking about Pulp Fiction. Anything by Mel Brooks. I mean, Mel Brooks is a quotation machine. I mean, he writes these outlandish comedies, farces mostly, and full of quotations. It's two, it's two. Frau Blücher. So, you gotta love it. And, as a film major, these are this is what I grew up. This is why I'm a film major. I love to act. But because, that's solace for me and something to get away from real life. So, I relate to people. I take the things that I've seen in the motion pictures and I express myself that way. So, people will say, if they even hesitate when they say, I feel like what? I can't really do my Yoda impersonation right now.
Away, put your weapon. I mean you no harm. Judge me by my size, do you? As well you should not. For my ally is the Force. That is why you fail. Do or do not, there is no try. Eat, eat. For the Jedi, is it time to eat as well?
It's getting lost in my throat. It's just, like, not cooperating. You know, and I've even found myself quoting Jar Jar Binks. You know, might give up.
How rude. They can't do it right now. Why did I go chairman? I don't know. For some reason, I got into my throat and they said, no, I'm not going to do cha-cha. I'm going to do chairman.
I don't know what that was all about. I apologize. I apologize to any of my Teutonic listeners, any of my Germanic listeners at all. It was just, that was very bad. I shouldn't do that again. Okay, I'm sorry. Dre, I don't know what that was. Yeah, as you can, I really should be taking painkillers because I'm really loopy right now because I'm trying to, I suppose, disassociate from the pain. Because I've got something going on. Okay, I'm not editing. I decided to just mute my mic instead of having the cough go on and on. So I'm not going to mute the mic. What we have here is a failure to communicate. Which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you. Anyway, I could do this all day. I have watched so many movies just in my personal life and then throughout my education. Because I've had to watch so many movies. You can't handle the truth. Actually, that's more like Andy Dick playing that part of, you know, of Jessup. You can't handle the truth. Could you imagine Andy Dick playing that part? I eat my breakfast. I can't do it. I'm going to make him an offer he can't... what am I going to get? Woody Allen is a godfather? I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Take the cannoli, leave the gun. I know it was you, Fredo. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Stella! And I can't do Montgomery Pyle right now. Jim Neighbors in A Streetcar Named Desire. Oh, you're tearing me apart. Peter Lorre in Rebel Without a Cause. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, could you imagine? Oh. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. He told me enough. He told me you killed him. I don't know who the fuck that was. He told me enough. He told me you killed him. Well, I don't know. Just generic gangster guy. No, I am your father. It was a really bad Christopher Walken impersonation there. Obi-Wan never told you what happened. Trying to be Jack Nicholson, and I don't know what it ended up being. Mos Eisley Spaceport. Nope, I can't do Jack Nicholson right now. I'm guessing he's glad that I can't do him. He's just like, yeah, kid, I'm glad you can't do me right now. So I went back into Andy Dick again. You'll find that a great many truths we cling to depend greatly upon our point of view. He ceased to be Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader. No. Good. You'll find it is you who are mistaken about a great many things. Andy Dick does the entire Star Wars trilogy as a one-man show. But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters. There was a little bit of Fred Lynn there. Fred Wynn? Ooh, well, I can't really do Ed Wynn right now. Uncle Arthur. It's just, imagine like, it's just Uncle Arthur cast as somebody else. Like somebody really sinister. I really wish I could do a Benedict Cumberbatch kind of, you know, really serious. So I can't get my voice to do it right. But that would be... Just imagine Jerry Lewis as Captain Picard. Make it so! Engage! I can't do Jerry Lewis right now. Freud Leven! Oh, God. I really need to go back to bed. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, fuck me running backwards in a snowstorm twice on Sundays. Oh. Oh, I... This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. Duke, well, that's kind of fitting, Duke Nukem doing that. Without me, my rifle is nothing. Without my rifle, I am nothing. Well, I can't remember the whole thing. Yeah. I'm just trying to imagine who would be really hilarious as scenery gunner. Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket. I really wish I could do my Elmo voice right now because I would love to do any lines from Full Metal Jacket, the drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket in my Elmo voice. Because that would be hilarious, but I can't get that high. I could do kind of maybe like, you know, like the clerk at the store, you know. You had best unfuck yourself and start shitting me Tiffany cufflinks. Or I will unscrew your head and shit down your neck. You know, like that. A kid who's totally unsure of himself. But he's just, you know, he's doing this. He's saying these things that you really have to be sure of yourself to say. Man, that is so hard to do when you're this sick. I shouldn't be doing any of this. But I really wanted to record my March ramble because I missed February. February. It's a short month. I should have been able to do something before it ended. That doesn't really make sense, does it? I mean, it's a short month, so there's less time to do it. So, meh. Anyway, it'd be easier to do it in a long month. That's what she said. And I see that I got shipped. Excuse me. And if I'd been shipped by Garfield, I would have ended up in Abu Dhabi, I'm sure. But I got shipped with Nikado, and that is, like, so awesome because I love her and she's great. But I totally expect to end up getting shipped. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I got shipped. I mean, what would our ship name be? You know, because, like, I totally don't like boats, so I don't know what to call a boat. So what would you call it? You know, the HMS... You know, what, Pupcado, or Copy, or something? I don't know. I don't do that, because, you know, I'm, like, not a teenager, or some junk. Like, oh my God. You guys, that's, like, so cool that you would think of me, but, like, wow. But, yeah, that was so cool.
I was so flustered. I just couldn't even believe it. You guys. So I should probably cut this short because I've got shit going on just health-wise. Nothing else is really... And there's stuff that should be going on, but it's not because I'm fucking sick.
Nah, coughing up poodles. Oodles of poodles.
That's what I'm coughing up. And I really should be in bed or something, just like drinking a brew made of the bones of mine enemies. Like, totally just drinking my enemies and a tea. Yes, I should be drinking a tea of my enemies. That's what I should be doing right now. But I'm not. So I suppose I should go, but please have a good march. And if I don't do anything else in March, I hope that this gets you by. And thank you for listening. Boop.
Click the thing. Click it.
Click. No, the other thing. Yes, that one. Click it.